This is The Introvert Advantage, written by Hannah Sorensen, read for you by Jonathan Pierce. Introduction. I was 31 the first time someone told me with a straight face that I needed to be more visible at work. We were in a glass-walled meeting room on the 17th floor of a building in Copenhagen, and my manager had drawn a small diagram on the whiteboard. There was a circle labeled Hannah, and a much larger circle labeled The Companer, and a wiggly line between them that wasn't quite touching. You do the work, she said, tapping the small circle, but people don't know you do the work. I wanted to say, I sent the document, I wrote the analysis. The numbers are in the slide deck on page 11. What more do you want? What she wanted, of course, was a performance. She wanted me in the kitchen at 9:30, with a coffee in my hand, asking people about their weekends. She wanted me to volunteer for the all hands. She wanted me to speak up more, in meetings where I had nothing to say, because the only thing on the agenda was a problem that had already been solved by email. I left that meeting with the same conclusion most introverts reach. At some point in their 20s or 30s, there is something wrong with me, and the world is going to keep telling me about it until I fix it. That was 16 years ago. I never fixed it. I'm 47 now. And I've spent the last decade slowly and stubbornly building a life around the way I actually work. Long blocks of quiet. A small number of close friendships, written communication when I can get away with it, and far fewer parties than the average person my age. I'm not a hermit. I'm not damaged. I run a small consulting practice. I've been married for 19 years. I have 2 teenage children, and I'm writing this book in a kitchen with 1 window open and 1 dog asleep under the table. My calendar this week has 3 meetings on it, and that feels like a lot. I'm telling you this because I want you to know what you're getting into. This is not a book about how to be more outgoing. It's not a book about how introverts are secretly the best leaders or the most creative people or how you should find your superpower. I have a complicated relationship with that phrase. We'll come back to it. This is a book about how to stop fighting the way you're built and how to organize your career and your relationships and your weekends around what actually works for you. I want to be honest about what introversion is, because the word has been stretched into shapelessness by 15 years of TED Talks and personality tests. I am using a narrow definition. An introvert is a person whose social interaction depletes a finite daily budget of energy, who tends to think in writing rather than out loud, who prefers depth over breadth in conversation, and who restores by being alone. That's it. There's no mystical inner richness implied. Some introverts are kind, some are difficult, some are brilliant, some are mediocre, some are warm and some are cold. The question of whether you have a good personality is separate from the question of whether you're an introvert. You can be both quiet and unpleasant. You can be loud and lovely. The trait is about wiring, not virtue. Here is what this book will not say. It will not say that you should learn to love networking events. You don't have to. It will not say that you should reframe small talk as a beautiful human ritual. You don't have to. It will not tell you that the answer is to push yourself out of your comfort zone every day. Sometimes the answer is to expand the comfort zone instead. To build a life with a wider footprint of things you actually enjoy rather than constantly straining against the perimeter of a small one. What I will say, in the chapters that follow, is that the dominant career advice in most industries is written by and for people who recharge in groups. It treats your wiring as a defect to be managed. The result, for a lot of quiet people, is a slow and grinding sense that they are doing life wrong. That if they were just a little braver, a little more outgoing, a little more present at the after-work drinks, things would finally click into place. That belief has cost me years. I don't want it to cost you anymore. So we're going to go through this carefully. We talk about energy, what actually drains you, what doesn't, and how to track it without becoming neurotic about it. We'll talk about specific skills you don't have to master, small talk, performative networking, hallway charisma. We'll talk about skills that genuinely matter. Writing well, leading meetings without dominating them, asking questions that move work forward. We'll talk about the architecture of a working day. We'll talk about open plan offices and remote work and what happens when you become the boss. We'll talk about romance, friendship, parenting, weddings, holidays.